It's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. In the spring of 1981, in Louisiana, Liz Barnes was 16. Lori Daigle was 17. When they met, there was an instant spark. At StoryCorps, Liz and Lori sat down to remember their brief teenage romance and how they reunited decades later.
So we were growing up in New Orleans, good Catholic girls. I went to Holy Angels, he went to Dominican, and we played sports against each other. And a big group of us would go out, and we'd all dance together, and I don't know, there was just attraction.
Yes, I remember that, too. I actually remember that first kiss. We drove out to the parking lot of Lake Pontchartrain, and I remember never being so afraid and so excited my entire life.
And then we never talked about it with each other, even. So you went off to college.
Yeah, I went off to college.
And I stayed in New Orleans, went to UNO. We lost touch.
Mm-hmm. I let my parents know at 19, and that's when my father and mom decided that they didn't want me to come back to the house. I knew what I wanted, and I knew who I wanted to be, but how do I get back into my family? The answer to that was to get married to a man and have children, and that's what I did for 17 years. I felt love and I felt companionship, but that feeling that I had for you, that crazy, chaotic excitement, I just didn't feel that.
Yeah.
I had been divorced for 2 weeks, and I was just going to be single for the rest of my life. And then you and I reconnected on Facebook, and all the old memories, all the old feelings, everything just came flooding back.
So 28 years later, or longer than that, after the first kiss, you came out to Colorado to visit.
And I just saw you, and all I wanted to do was kiss you again.
And that was even better. We had learned how to kiss over the years.
Had a little more confidence.
Yes. And your parents came around.
My mom got to see me being happy in me.
Before she passed away.
Yep. And last letter she ever wrote me was, I am so happy that you are finally getting to be you.
Lori Daigle with her wife, Liz Barnes, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Fort Collins, Colorado. They married in 2015, more than 30 years after that first kiss. Their story will be archived with hundreds of others at the Library of Congress.